I swept the torch high but saw no one beyond the cusp. Liam pointed and I followed the scuffled footsteps to see the man leaning against one of the walls.
Who are you?
He lifted his eyes to mine. His face was familiar, but I couldn't place him, couldn't remember where I'd seen him. There were flecks of green and gold in his eyes, and he watched me carefully.
You have the coloring of your mother, mostly, but those eyes, they might as well be my brother's staring back at me. At least in color, if not design.
He smiled, and I just looked at him, unable to move, his words tumbling inside my head. The implication stunned me to the core. No, he wasn't saying what I thought he was. He couldn't be. Before I said anything, the doorway behind us flew open and the leader of the Red Caps stepped through. Funnily enough, he didn't look all that happy. Liam reacted first, shoving me away and putting himself between me and the Red Cap. What shocked me, though, was that the man, the one who was implying he was my uncle, pulled a sword from his back, one that looked suspiciously like my own. He put his other hand on my shoulder, tugging me with him, away from the doorway. His hand shook a little, a tremor running through him and into me.
We don't want you too close to that.
I had to agree. In theory, being close to a Red Cap was not good for one's health. Still, taking a back seat wasn't my style. I pulled my own sword, then shrugged off his hand, stepping up and stopping only when Liam put his arm out to block me. The Red Cap's lips curled up, showing his pointed teeth, blood dripping down his forehead and nose into his mouth.
Well, I'd love to take your challenge. I'm forbidden from drawing blood outside the castle walls.
I pushed my way past Liam's arm, forcing him to let me by. Then what do you want? The Red Cap folded his arms over his barrel chest, armor creaking with a flex of muscles.
You saw the doorways. Broken beyond repair.
I figured a little duct tape and wood filler would put them back together. I mimicked him, folding my arms over my chest, though I doubted I looked as intimidating. His lips twitched downward.
We will slaughter any who come into the castle. There are only 3 doorways left, and they will be protected. This is the only warning you will get, Tracker. Do not cross this threshold if you value your life.